T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores with you alongside John Hancock and Michael Kelly. And the conversation, you guys, around the country in the past few months has definitely been ICE and the deportations that are taking place from people who deporting people who have lived here a long time,
yep.
Maybe unfairly being deported. And there is a story on KSDK about a restaurant owner in Staunton who was taken into custody right after he dropped his kids off at school. And we can get into that as well. But John, you have a story that's very personal for you.
Yeah, a friend of the family married. He was Mexican. And they've got two young kids, three and about 8 months old, very much like the same age as my grandkids. In fact, Tula and the little girl are in dance class together. And so he was followed from his home to his work, gainfully employed, great guy, 33 years old, and arrested by ICE, incarcerated, and he's in the process now of being deported. And had lived in the country for over 10 years, thought he had gotten legal status. They paid a lawyer in Texas $15,000, and the lawyer told him that this takes care of it. He got a Social Security card.
Driver's license.
Yep. And, no violations of the law. He's a faithful husband and father, gainfully employed. He's a breadwinner. And now he's gone. And I don't know what's going to happen with the family. But, you know, when you talk about getting the criminals out, I don't think anybody is opposed to that.
Nope.
But this is...
like violent criminals, real actual crime, and not like traffic stops.
Right.
You were speeding,
right,
like all of us in this room do.
And the Republican position on immigration had always been secure the border and then deal with the folks that are here illegally. You know, that had always been the position of Republicans. Well, the border's secure right now. Donald Trump has accomplished that. And, but now you've got this family that, I don't know what, if they're going to move to Mexico, I don't know. And the poor guy is, yeah.
So, John, the girl was an American.
Yeah.
Grew up in America.
Yeah.
Meets this man, marries him. They believe they go through some type of a legal process.
Right.
They now have two children that are American kids.
Yeah.
And ICE followed him from his house?
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
This is not what
absolutely
we were promised.
Ridiculous.
And I also thought once you married an American, you essentially had American status. And then especially if you're having kids as an American.
It's sad. And it's all about numbers. You know, they want to have the biggest deportation numbers ever. And I mean, that's not... It's not a very compassionate way to...
And this isn't taking some criminal off the street.
No.
This is taking your neighbor.
And separating a family.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
And like you said, American wife, three kids, two kids?
Two kids. And the three-year-old's asking for daddy, you know, what do you tell a three-year-old? It's horrible.
There are new numbers from the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse at Syracuse about the arrests that have been made and the people detained. 71% of the people who have been detained nationwide by ICE have no criminal record.
Yep.
That's not what was promised. What was promised is the worst of the worst. They said it over and over and over again. Worst of the worst. Well, they're getting people like business owners, like the guy in Staunton who owns a Mexican restaurant. Beloved by people in the community. He drops his kids off at school, drives a few blocks away, unmarked car, pulls them over, takes them away. They don't know why. They've got Nikki Budzinski and Dick Durbin who are trying to get answers on it. There's a rally that's planned for Sunday. Nope. Who wants that? And if you do want that, you need to figure out what's wrong with you. Because there is nothing good about that. Zero. Yeah. A person who's a member of society who is contributing to the community gets pulled over and arrested because maybe their paperwork isn't right. Or they don't even know what the hell the paperwork is. They're just pulling people over because they suspect they might be illegal. They take them away. And that's the end of it. There's no process. You just take these people away. It should be outraging everybody. It is absolutely ridiculous that this is happening right now. That guy, all he's done is own a business.
Yeah,
and be a good father. People. And everybody right. who knows him says that he's been nothing but a good father to his kids.
Well, this friend of ours
is disgusting.
Same way. It's heartbreaking.
And the administration's doubling down on it. But I don't know, guys, is it maybe these individual stories will help to wake up people?
I hope so, but there are too many people who are out of their minds right now.
I'm watching the ballroom situation at the same time where the man literally had a press conference a couple of months ago saying, it's going to abut to the East Wing, I'm not going to, and then he knocks it down. I mean, the president says one thing and does the complete opposite, yet the people that support him continue to go along with it. I mean, they're being lied to.
Yeah.
There's a severe lack of critical thinking that's happening in the country right now, and it's really disheartening. I don't even know what to say about it anymore, because you watch all this stuff happen and it should be infuriating all of us. Like, I mean, how many times have you heard a story like what John just told, and you hear people say, yes, they should deport everybody who's here illegally. Go get them. Oh, no, but not my neighbor. He's great.
Right.
I love him. Don't take him. He hasn't done anything wrong.
With people who maybe like a lawn service or like you said, or like a restaurant or whatever it may be.
People contributing to the community.
People
the roofers in North St. Louis.
Yes. The thing is, when I brought up, like you brought up the roofers, I brought up the lawn service. These were specific stories of people who said, yes, deport everybody. Oh, not my circle. Don't deport my circle. These are good people, as if that's an anomaly. And it is, historically, conservatives, Republicans have been concerned about process, and process has mattered. And the way that ICE is showing up in unmarked vehicles, not telling people why they're being detained and arrested. First of all,
wearing masks.
I've been always been told as a female, like, even if there's a siren behind you and it's an unmarked car, like, don't pull over. Call 911 first and confirm that's a police officer, because you know, that can be one of those things where people get a light and then the next thing you know, something horrible has happened. So, I mean, can you imagine you're a man, a woman, and people who don't identify themselves in unmarked cars and masks grab you? This is like KGB terror type stuff where you're just going to have people show up and grab you and, using the word disappear as a verb, and just disappear you. Like, that's what this feels like.
And that's what it is.
And it's anti-American. And you can be a country of law and order without being a country that operates by intimidation and fear. And this is a phrase that I love that George Washington used over and over again, talking about our country, talking about how America is a refuge for immigrants, is that each person shall sit under their own vines and under their own fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. And that is that idea of being a refuge, a nation of immigrants. And like you said, these are members of the community who are contributing. They are workers, they are business owners, husbands and wives.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And in, like, cowards in unmarked cars wearing masks, they're grabbing these people.
And they won't say anything. People are at, what? Why are you taking me away? What are you doing? They won't say anything.
Yeah. And
they just do it.
And I will tell you.
Nobody would stand for that if it was happening to themselves.
I will tell you that the mass hiring that they've done in ICE, we're not getting the best and the brightest people.
No.
And they're
getting, you get a bunch of a-holes is what
you're
getting.
Very inadequate training.
Like Dean Cain.
And it's...
How do you stop this, guys, though? You have a Congress that's looking the other way. You have a Supreme Court that's rubber stamping it. Let's hypothetically say we get in a time machine and we're 3 years from now. Maybe you have some Democrat who's going to be president. How do you stop it? How do you keep this expansion of... rolling through our Constitution. I know the same people who usually wave the Constitution at me need to spend a little time reading it.
It's going to take, it's going to take
that?
The country a long time.
Very long. Yeah. So Frank lets us know, producer, who is screening calls, that somebody called shouting because that's what people do. Didn't want to go on the air. Says, tell your hosts the guy in Illinois is collateral damage. If Biden hadn't opened the borders... Oh. He wouldn't have been picked up. Okay. I'm sorry, man. We love you for listening, but that is so stupid. That is so stupid to say something like that.
Yeah.
That you shouldn't be okay collateral with collateral damage for what?
Surely not a Christian position.
Yeah, they could have done better at the border, but let's be honest. Both parties had not really done a whole lot in the last decade or so to really try to, under good faith, negotiate a way to close the border. They didn't. They had a bipartisan bill that was going to go a long way for doing that. We all talked about that bill.
Yeah.
And how, you know, it wasn't perfect, but it was two sides coming together to do something legally, doing it the right way, and getting to a place of compromise. And it was killed by the president, current president, who was running against it and told everybody to vote against it because he wanted to use it as an issue.
And they did.
That's just exactly what happened.
And I will say...
Fact.
Yeah. And
absolute fact.
Again, the process matters and why I think if you're a Republican, you should be extra mad at the process because you actually had a pretty good argument to make against the Democrats and some of the policies that we saw the consequences of. I mean, I know that, you know, during the, gosh, I guess it was 2020, Democratic primary when asking, like, should, you know, illegal immigrants get free health care or whatever and so forth and so forth. And everybody raised their hands. And because of, you could say, excessively lenient laws when it came to crossing the border illegally that it became almost like an attractive nuisance. You were encouraging people to cross the border. Like, come on over.
Yeah.
Which created a humanitarian crisis at the border. And Ron, you may disagree, but I would argue like, wow, I really disagreed with what would be called like in tort law an attractive nuisance of encouraging people, misleading them to come over and getting them in these really bad situations. We also saw that I would also argue, I understand that there are more progressive prosecutors and judges, sometimes in big cities, that where you did see multiple offenses from an illegal immigrant, and then it would finally come to a head if someone was like murdered or as a terrible crime, and saying, hey, this guy had multiple offenses against him. Why did we not do anything?
Yeah.
If you were to focus on those things,
nobody would argue against that.
And keep it very, you know, very process oriented, and say, listen, we are a nation of immigrants. We want the husbands and wives and mothers and fathers and business owners that make our nation great. But we will absolutely not stand for multiple offense criminals who come into our country. And if you focus on that, that is such a solid argument. But instead, you have this policy that is so broad with like a hacksaw and a hammer, it's and like you're just hitting everybody
Amy,
in the process.
Everything they do is ham-fisted. Yeah. Everything they do is with a sledgehammer when you need a knife.
Yeah, so I've spoken with members of Congress, and this is all being driven by the desire to get numbers. I mean, that's the whole point of this deportation. They want to beat Obama's record. You know, the border's secure now, and we need to buttress the number of asylum judges we have so that we can hear these cases. And now people are going in to their asylum hearings and being swept up and taken out of the country. You know, it's messed up badly.
Yeah, it is. And I don't see an end in sight here. So at least not anytime soon, I guess. Hopefully something changes, but I can't see it happening.
Can I add one thing? Sorry.
Yeah, sure.
That texter says, like, Democratic made Trump what he is today.
Trying to say Democrats.
Made Trump what he is today. No, that's a cop out.
Take ownership.
And you're weak.
Take ownership of your vote.
No one, like my mom always said, no one can make you do anything.
Don't want to hear it. Own it.
Be better.
Own your actions.
I hope that's unbelievable. Collateral damage, you know, that expression.
It's a crazy way to look at this. It's nuts. Wow.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.